Monday, June 24th, November 24th. Board of Equalization at 9 a.m., Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order here, the judiciary. Okay, call the Board of Equalization to order. Stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the current copy of the Open Meeting Act, what's in the wall near the entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of people, of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Present.
Bob.
Here.
Marty.
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Troy from today's meeting.
Second.
Will you call roll, please, on that?
Brian.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes. Okay, we got 9 o'clock a.m. We got the protest hearing. The board to review the property evaluation protest of considering all of the paper related to the protest and the findings of the recommendations of the referees and make the order recommendations by the referees and any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referees. So here we go. Who's up? Who's going? Who's doing what? How many do we have?
Do you want to do it in that order, number
yeah,
five?
Yeah, tell Melissa, put them in order for me. Yep.
Get my mouse.
Okay, Shane Severide. He has a 25.27 acre acreage. We did a review of ag. He claims that a big portion of it was planted to wild grasses. And we did have some dry in there. This is what we have to go by. So it's kind of
is
hard
that
to
on
see.
Here?
Oh. I think it is. It's scanned in there.
Is it scanned in here somewhere?
So when we do our ag review, we have to look at that and try to figure out what they have. And we couldn't. To us, it kind of looks planted. So we gave him the benefit of the doubt in our office. And changed his dry, what we did have in dry to grass, because he said he did plant it to wild grass. So, and then Doug has his recommendation. I think he went along with what I said.
So 70 to 110?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And I went from 310, 585. If I lower the grass to grass, or change the land to grass, it goes to 268.8.
Do we have to physically go look at it?
I can just take.
You can tell from the aerials it looks grass, but I mean, we can.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I don't know how.
I mean, we can.
For 40,000?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Jackson.
Yep.
I'll drive out there for.
Out off a saddle.
For 30.
Saddle in. 140. Right.
Randy will do it for 20. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just my.
Okay, so this very first one here, right there, her request is 320 and it's 347, correct?
Yeah, I'll go back to the first one.
It's at, 310, 585 total. And if we lower his grand to grass, it goes from 110, 730 for the land to 68, 970.
And that's today,
he's still considered
correct?
Ag. Yeah. Because he's over 15 acres. He's got 25.
So the land is 165,290.
No, that's the house.
Because we've got to put this in our in the Excel file.
Oh,
so this is
Doug wrong. Has it up there backwards. So the residence is 165,290. Outbuilding stayed the same at 34,565. And then land would be 68,970.
Can you guys redo that and scan
yeah.
it in so that it's correct?
Because
if
yeah.
the people come in and want it, it's
okay. yeah.
then.
There's only four categories there. It doesn't look too complicated.
I was going to say, maybe we should match our sheet with your sheet so that it's.
Yeah.
Because ours is opposite of yours.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is,
yeah. yeah, that should definitely be.
Yeah.
Not like
are we out of sync here or what's going on? Where this isn't our first rodeo of doing this. Are we out of sync here for some reason, or?
I don't have a problem changing it, but yeah, it's up to you guys.
Okay. I feel like I'm rattled right now for some reason. I don't know why. But
it's
I feel
shocking.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? This is supposed to be simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, back to my original question. Her protest evaluation was 347,050, and her request is 320.
Are we moving on, or are we going?
Yeah, we're moving on. Okay. We're on number six right now, unless we have something to talk about number five yet.
No, you're fine.
Okay. So,
where's it? Is there a place where it shows the previous and this year's?
Yeah, that page right there does. The orange column is last year's 23 values. Blue column is current, and then my suggestions in the red.
So no change.
No change on that one today.
Except on the.
The house went up. Well, right. No, the land went up. Sorry.
The land went up a little bit. To 315. That's the final numbers. 315, 295, and it was current was.
It was 315. It went to 347.
Okay, 347. So it went down a little bit.
No, it went up.
Oh, 47. Oh, my bad. Jesus Christ. Yeah, 47. Okay. Like I said, I'm rattled this morning. I don't even know what to usually. I don't know.
315 to 347.
Yeah.
Okay. That's based on the ag line.
That's right.
Ag okay.
Nothing else changed. Okay. Yep.
So that was six.
Yep.
Okay, Robin Davis, Fiddler Creek Road, Hubbard. It's an acreage. It has an in-ground swimming pool and 5 acres. She gave me some data about median land values from ag production and complained a lot about Fiddler Creek Road. So I don't know if that's on the agenda at any point, but anyway, she had about 10 things bad to say about Fiddler Creek Road.
So up about 13 grand.
Yeah.
And okay. Sales supported, no change.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You want to see all the little pictures?
Well, for $13,000, it's not a big jump. And, yeah.
And we did all acreages. It's not just surplus.
Acreages is over.
Eagle Drive?
Easy. That one's probably.
Anything
could sell for you.
Yeah, easy.
Which one?
So,
$259. Oh, this is Dan Bloomfield. So, his.
Oh, wait.
This is Topman.
Topman.
Oh, sorry. She had him out of order. Sorry.
Number 11.
Yeah, this one, Eagle Drive.
Leave it there a second. Sure. Okay.
Eagle Drive, this is, he's the guy who built the new house a few years ago up over there on Eagle Drive. There was another property, another house on the next door lot that he tore down. It just was a computer problem. It didn't take off. That's all it was. So that value is on the other one. So
yeah, this was his new house. It was on the wrong parcel. We just had to move it to his right parcel. That's the reason. It's on a different parcel. That's just the reason.
This should be vacant land. The house is on the other parcel.
It's on a different parcel.
So how come he doesn't just combine his parcels? Okay. But he has two parcels. And this is the one with the house on it.
Yeah, this is the new house. This was an empty one beside it, I think.
I think, yeah, it's like the side to the front, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the one with the new house on it.
No, this one's actually empty. His new house is
okay,
on
just a second. Go say it there, Sheree.
Okay.
So without the house on it?
It's 11,000. Just for the land.
Okay.
On it.
All right.
Yep.
I'm with Scott here. I'm rattled also. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just vacant land. So the land.
So the 266, does that include both parcels?
No.
Okay, then why is that even on there on this particular?
So that's what it was last year.
That's what it was last year.
This
is the current. It got corrected, so it's just the land value now.
Okay.
Because the house is on a different parcel.
So the 259, 150, the 37.
It's gone from 266 to 11,000 because it's...
Yeah, because the house is on a separate parcel. It just was on the wrong one. We moved it.
Okay.
But the land should have moved from the 3,700 to the 11,000.
Yeah, that's right.
That's equalized for all the acreages. That's what it's supposed to be.
So correct me if I'm wrong, 266 minus the 259, that's like 6,700, right?
It's 7-something, yeah.
7,000, so...
6,700.
I see 3,705 and I see 11,110.
So just the residence value is gone, and the
it's
land
just
increase.
The land value.
Yeah,
okay,
land increase.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see. Okay.
And we told him to protest just so we could get it off. Otherwise, we'd have to wait a year if he didn't. So we told him to protest, we'd get it off.
He paid it last year?
I think it was. The house was.
No, the house wasn't there. The house has been there.
Oh, no, that house has been there. A few years.
Yeah, 17, I think.
Oh, the new house.
Yeah.
But
this is the new house. It just was on the wrong parcel. So we moved it to the right parcel, so it's just a land value now, and the house moved to a different parcel.
I could pull up the other. If you guys want to see the other parcel, I could give you the other parcel.
I don't know. Can I connect to the internet? I'm on the internet, so let's see.
So that would be the, is the house then 255?
Yeah. Plus land.
Where's my internet stuff?
Gotcha.
I don't need to see it.
It's not the right website. Sorry, I can't see what's behind this stuff. You want
to
see
it? Okay, we're going to move on to 12, or are we going to look for this one here?
Yeah, I can't find my...
Hey, let's go ahead.
Let's just go to 12.
Oh.
This is Dan Bluefield's. It's a... He didn't have an easement to get into a field... And when we did the ag review, it looks like it's farmed, but it's actually a road to get to his field. So I just changed it to a, 12. Oh, this is a different one for Dan Bloomfield. Sorry, this is his acreage. Sorry.
Randy, does anything make any sense to you? Because it ain't to me.
I'm confused, sorry. I have a bunch of Dan Bloomfields. Dan Bloomfield's, this is his house. There's, it's no change. I do have one I did change for him, though.
The land went up.
Yeah. This is ag.
Oh, it's all ag?
This is all ag.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I'm thinking of the next one that's this.
Got it.
I have comp sales for ag.
Okay, 342,080 to 380,550. Stayed the same with what originally went up. Okay.
What? How much does that figure out then? What's the acre on that?
He is...
4,000?
Yeah. And that's, it depends on what soil type you have.
What's the good going for
over
now?
Over 6.
Over 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is 75% of market.
Right.
Correct, yeah. So,
yeah.
We're farm state.
Here's another Bloomfield, okay.
Okay, this is Bloomfield. This is the road.
It's a road, not.
This is his road. He had a piece of ground he bought for an easement to get to his field. He didn't have an easement, so he bought a chunk of ground to get to his field. So I just changed it to waste, made it a road value.
Okay. 14.
14, Mr. Howard Reed. He's on I Avenue near Hubbard. It's 10 acres and this really old... poor condition trailer. He, his neighbor to the south took out a terrace. There's a hill to the south of it, and the neighbor took out this terrace, and it's flooding his land, which is the main, his main point of contention here. And, you know, I don't really have any evidence that the terrace was tore out. I don't, and the terrace, so...
It's that snake... looking thing right there in the middle.
Yeah. So to the left
is
the south. Yeah. And the hill is like, yeah, all that to the left there. That would be the south. But he claims the neighbor took out this terrace
and
now it's flooding down. I mean, he's on a creek anyway on the other side on the...
In the red. Yeah. Is his parcel.
Right. And I don't know. I always thought if you had a terrace and you took out, you could take out a terrace or put in a terrace or, you know, whatever you wanted to do. You know, he's claiming that it's flooding his land. I don't really have any evidence of that at this point. I told him to file for homestead exemption. Actually, this gentleman is in poor health and over 65. So Christy sent him out a homestead application last week.
Okay.
I didn't really see any real estate evidence to change his value. I just thought maybe the state could help him because of the homestead.
Okay.
53,390 to 62,980.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do for him, so I didn't make a recommendation.
I wonder why, if they took the terrace out, there must be a reasoning, but the farmer took it out. I mean, that is
he wants farmable. To sue him, is what he told
he
them.
He wants to sue
he
his neighbor.
He wants to sue his neighbor.
Yeah.
And I said, go talk to Papio. Maybe they know.
Who owns the land?
Jessen?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're taking all of them out in Iowa.
Are they?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They can qualify for the FSA program if they use a no-till planter. They don't have to have terraces.
17.
That's why they're doing it. Okay.
Huh? Four more rows of corn or beans.
Yeah.
Four more rows of...
Okay. His request is a little.
Okay, this one is
land.
Just land. He is.
$10,000 increase.
How many acres is it?
Took the house off. It looks like.
0.25.
And you removed a house?
0.25 acres?
Yep.
What is it, on the river or something? Or
North Shore area.
It was a house that, for some reason, our system is not, when we take them off, it's not coming forward. So the house is tore down.
Right.
It was that really weird one back in there.
That's a $15,000 lot, a quarter acre on North Shore Drive, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's 22.5 for one.
Huh.
So the house just didn't come off on that one.
The house value's removed. It's just kind of like the other one. The house value removed, so it's land only.
For some reason, we had it out, but it didn't roll forward.
Okay.
Are those just program problems or something? The stuff,
we don't know
because we've got a lot of stuff that doesn't roll forward.
Yeah, we have it off. Why that working file didn't
doesn't
roll forward,
recognize it?
I don't know. We had a couple on the over under too. This is ag. We said no change. We have sales to back our bottoms up.
He said it was all grass and there's some crop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is Michael Prom. Yeah, he makes no sense on his purchase.
How many acres is it?
That one is
40 acres.
Is that what it was?
How many acres?
Yeah, 40. There should be a. Is there a map? There's a map in there, Sheree. You can see where part of it's farmed.
So that's 2,500 an acre there.
You can see the bottom part of that's farmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if it was all trees all day long, it'd be worth 97.
Well, he has another piece he didn't protest, but he whined because the value went down. Well, we were charging him for dry. It was all trees, so we changed it so it was all trees, and then he whined.
Okay.
I don't know how to. I can't please people.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that goes.
He has the next one, too.
22.
Yeah, same way. He has tillable acres in it.
Let's see what the numbers are here.
$33.8.
What kind of residence is a $9,200?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
Picture?
Yes.
So is it the...
It's the middle one.
Okay.
Yep.
Did all land go up?
Yep.
Ag and
yep.
residential?
Yep.
All?
Yep.
All. Commercial? All.
Not commercial.
It didn't go up?
Not the land.
Next year. Not the land, but the buildings did.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. Just give it time.
Okay. 25, I'm sure.
Is that you? It's not.
The young one?
1.3.
Oh, this is a hotel. This is for Daryl. He was here on Friday and he went through his commercial. This was a hotel.
Which hotel?
Knight's Inn on the main drag.
Right on 28, 29th.
Right across from Subway.
Yep.
Is this still Knight's Inn?
Knight's Inn Dave or Knight's Inn, yeah, something like that.
It's been 500 things since I've been here.
He actually had a contract on it last year to sell it for 1.3. We didn't know about because it fell through. I think we're pretty damn close.
Was that with Rock?
Yeah, Rocks were the ones buying it.
Yeah, sure.
Or was trying to buy it.
And we didn't know about the contract, and so we're right on.
Apartments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he couldn't get a loan or
made
something.
Made no fucking sense to me.
So Daryl said no change.
But I'm not a slumlord, so I don't know.
Can make apartments.
It was going to.
Okay, this is Dowling on West 15th Street. This is it's an old 1890 house, $54,000.
It's a contract sale.
But yeah, I mean,
people are buying it on a contract?
Yeah.
And what'd they buy it for?
They don't have it. It said zero.
Okay.
I have sales that, I mean, this would sell for.
It would probably sell for more than $54,000.
Oh, yeah.
It would, yes. So no change is the number.
Okay.
But even a small house with one bedroom is worth more than at least $54,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This was probably next one's my most interesting one so far. Number 28, Mr. Knowles on Dakota Flats. He's an insurance adjuster. He did bring in an insurance quote, wants to use his insured value for his house instead of market value. Obviously, as the referee, I cannot, Nebraska law says market value.
Let me tell you what, if he would sell that house for $306, I will go to the bank today. And garage, land, separate garage, individual garage.
His insurance quote didn't cover the garage.
Yeah, give me a break.
So,
and I'm going to tell you something.
Go back up there a second.
Regardless of insurance agent, excuse me, Marty, real quick. Insurance agent or not, I'm going to tell you something. If you put the mat to that house, if you went to your agent and they put the mat to it, it would be over 412.
But are there any, how come there aren't outbuildings? Is it not separate?
It's in with the house
here. He does have a large detached garage behind the house and 2.5 acres and an attached garage.
So it's all in the house.
So even though you have detached buildings, you can just put it with the house?
It depends on how they're separated out, but that's in with the residence.
This one is built like a detached. If you look at the picture, it is a detached garage. It's like a Morton building.
So
you know the house?
I know the house.
Okay.
So they're in with the residence value.
Okay.
The thing is, Christy, and I talked to Christy about this last year, that this Dakota Flats is what was.
Yeah.
It's better. Was so unequalized. It was pathetic.
Sam did a review of it. It'll be better. And we switched these people. They were on the same cost table as Tompkins. So we switched them to their own table because they don't fit in with Rotunda. They don't fit in with Tompkins, so they're on their own table this year. So
they don't fit in with regard to
just the
neighborhood.
Yeah. So they're on their own neighborhood.
Okay.
And they're in a different tax levy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're in a different I mean, if you park one of them in Tompkins or South Sioux,
it's above.
Yeah, it's gonna go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have two sales that abut this neighborhood to the south.
One's over 500,000.
Yeah, we have a 505 sale and like a 420 sale.
On a gravel road.
Yeah.
On 155th gravel road.
Yeah.
And they're inferior houses
to these.
Yeah.
To Dakota Flats.
Okay.
Not a lot of ammo there to argue.
He was mad at me. He was pretty mad at me.
Sam told he can come back with a different insurance code because his insurance code didn't have his basement on there.
It
said it was on a slab.
Okay.
Larry Stinger. Sorry.
Just a second. How come such an increase all at once, though? Has it not been looked at in a long while?
Which one?
Dakota Flats.
No. And it was a table issue too.
I don't know what that means.
It was being costed out differently. It was being costed out the same as Tompkins was.
Oh.
And they have to be.
Marty, let me just put it to you this way. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. If you built a house in the last 3 to 5 years, you were kind of on it, but prior to that, you were not.
You were lagging.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
So let me just take a stab at the cost tables from what I know. I know enough to be dangerous. So when Christy took over, back when Jeff took over, our cost tables were 16, way out of whack.
16.
We're talking 20 years?
2016.
You build a house in 2016 versus 2000.
And the 16 cost tables have been updated.
Two. And so that was, at that time, that was a lot of the jump. And so the cost tables are, briefly, what it costs to build today.
Right.
correct?
Yes, our new houses are.
And the system has that in there.
So then all of the Dakota Flat houses were adjusted similarly?
Yeah, they all use the same cost table now. Sam went out and did a review, and that'll be on.
So we'll probably be seeing more of them.
You're going to see the whole neighborhood probably. But, you know, like Scott, like you said, I mean, it was probably the, after looking at it, it was probably the lowest neighborhood.
Yeah, and of course, they're all taking a jump now to be where they're at. And it's a big jump, you know. And unfortunately, they've just gotten by for X amount of years, you know, not paying.
Yeah, Sam went out there and there's stuff that we didn't have, like decks and porches and stuff.
Okay, it must have been last winter. Well, it's probably been about a year ago that I was looking at them.
Yeah.
Because I had a few guys that lived out there and we were looking at them. And one guy that just recently built a house, he's like, Jesus, holy Christ, you know. And I'm like, you're paying too much. And his went down. Okay, because it was Donnie Pranger Jr.
Oh.
His went down a little bit, but his is still right in the ballpark where Knowles is at. But everybody else was like super low, you know, and then some were right where they needed to be at.
So next year they'll probably take
it. And then I brought it to Chrissy's attention. I just went to Chrissy. I was like, Sam, this Dakota Flats is a mess.
It was a mess. And it got overlooked, honestly. I mean, in a neighborhood that has our most beautiful house in the entire county is in.
Lose.
That is absolutely Franco? Gorgeous house.
Franco?
No.
Oh,
and you can build Cindy.
3 foot. Lose. You can build that house selling that for $395 a plate.
Yeah.
It's light form.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
With brick. Like light form first, then brick on the outside of that, all the way around.
He took me through it, huh?
Is that Coplatz too?
Yeah.
It's like next. It's like 2 houses away from the Coplatz that we just looked at.
And his, and realistically, his is at 900 and something right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's amazing house. It's amazing. But
you went through with Scott?
I did when they first built it. Oh. Yeah. Okay, so who's number 29 here?
Larry Stinger.
I thought he passed.
Commercial building.
He's the guy that owns Danmos Construction now.
Oh, okay, Larry, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Commercial building. I think there's a picture.
Down on whatever street that he bought from.
28th.
Yeah, 9th, I was
going to
say, but yeah, that's one of
them. Or no, that's up on like 7th in Dakota. Or not on Dakota.
No.
Where they're, just when you come out of Covington Lakes, you take that left and right there.
Yeah. And I have comps. They're smaller, but Daryl didn't see anything wrong with them. So we know change, too.
It's a pretty good-sized building, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's in the same.
7,000 square feet?
360, yeah. Yeah, I would say that's, again.
So what justifies
that sale
on that big a jump?
Yeah, and it was a commercial review.
I would have to say that Larry probably would not sell that building for $360 million.
We tried to. He said he bought this and the next one for $430 million. He got a deal. There's no way both those buildings are selling for $430 million.
He only worked for Dan for 30 years before Dan sold it to him. You know,
so he probably gave him a little bit.
Yeah, or a be under the table type thing going on. And I don't know that. I like Larry. Larry's great.
Well, there's no way those two buildings sold for $430 million.
Right.
To any normal person. This is his other one. This has the office on it.
Yeah.
It's over 10,000 square feet.
10,000 square
office.
Feet?
Yeah, plus office. That doesn't even include the office. The office is bigger than my house. At 1,700, well, I guess it's, 1,700 is bigger than my house.
Okay. All
right. So we know change jam on that one.
Okay. I think that's fair. Yeah, look at that monster.
Wow. Yeah. Part of market value, too, would be a normal arm's length transaction, not a guy you worked for 30 years.
Okay, 39.
39 is Mrs. Salmon. This is North Bluff Road, Jackson. We have, it's mostly, this one, it was entirely land increased. Again, this was the... just the acreages here. She has 8 acres, a little over 8 acres, at 52,000. She gave me a UNL land study.
Seen that, yeah. So this is one of them that you know, people have the right if it goes up $10. I get this. But this is one of the ones I look at and I'm thinking, why?
Exactly.
Why? Why waste the time? Why waste energy? Why waste the money?
And they built a house and didn't have a permit or anything else, so it took us a year to find it. Because so, it's in a bunch of trees.
Yeah, talking $13,000?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, 8 acres for $50,000, I honestly think that's
a good deal.
Actually, yeah. I mean, it's pretty close to in line with the market, but it's, I can see it selling for more. Okay. We have those 5 acre ones near Homer sell for more than that. Yeah. Or 2 acres sell for almost that.
3 acres sold for $75,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, no change.
Okay, number 59. I would agree with the no change.
This is Daryl. This is a commercial. It's West the old 10? Cardinal Carpets building.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We did equalize him. He did have good comps. We did find an issue with his building compared to his comps. So we did lower his building a little bit. He did have good comps.
Okay. So it was 121. We changed to 161. Yeah. His comps went to 150.
150. He did a good job.
He did his research.
He did his research. He had good comps.
Okay. Everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Eight. Now we're going all Sam only, or we still got some
done.
More?
That's it. That's all we got. These are all new hearings and what we got done.
Okay. All right.
Now we have our over-under value list.
Yeah. Okay, so with that said, I guess what we'll do is we'll move on to two, right? We don't need to make any motions on them. I don't see anything going on.
No, last year what we did is all we waited time, until the last end. Meeting. And then
okay, all right. Okay, so with going through them, let's go to the consent agenda items with number two, the approval of the previous minutes from May 28th to 2024, and then we had our special meeting on June 3rd. Of 2024 that lasted very short time to because of the time frame of everything. So I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got Brian and
second
with Bob. Will you call roll please on the consent agenda, please?
Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, with new business, we got Christy requesting the approval of over under valued omitted clerical or tax list correction.
How come I can't find those, Christy? Or
tax
list, right?
Yeah, tax list correction.
This one.
We have them here in order, I think.
Let's see. Go down to omitted clerical June 3rd, Sherry 3rd from the bottom. There you go. Up, yep. And then the tabby tab.
Before I forget.
June 24th.
Before I forget.
We're on it, sure.
Yep, that's it. Before I forget.
Yes.
The Steve Harris building. I know that we did the correction on that. When will the building that Empirical is renting from Andy Lux or the Lux brothers, the one that's right beside that, that's completed, mm-hmm. that's twice as big as the Harris building. When will we be taxing that? Because that building is complete.
Wasn't completed as of January 1.
Okay.
So it'll be next year.
Where's that, Scott?
It's out there on Sawmill Road where they putting all those buildings up and the dirt piles. Yeah.
Empirical's renting?
200 by 300.
Yeah, it's a 200 by 300 building, but yeah, Empirical's going to be renting the building.
Oh, going to be. Yeah, it wasn't done as of January 1. So it'll be on.
I know he was putting a food grade liner on the inside, and I asked him why he was doing that. He said that, well, he might get rented. So,
yeah.
We're being coy.
Listen, you're not going to put up a $3.5 million building.
And didn't have anybody that.
Yeah,
needed,
you're not going to do that. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe. But who knows? Okay. So, anyways, here we go. Let the good times roll.
All right. Steve Harris is the first one. We didn't have the building on there, didn't roll for some reason. So went from 40,000, was just the land, 265, to the 1.693665.
Yikes.
The next five of them are our permissive exempts. The percentages that they were approved for did not get put on. That's all those are. I just had to put the percentages on. You approved them. For some reason, they didn't go on. That's my bad. Larry, this is the building that sits behind Rotunda that he has that nobody could get to. He came in the other day, and I asked him how big it was. He says, well, you know, I think it's this. He was right on. So when I was out on my walk, I took a picture of it, and we added it. He knew it was coming. He's selling it anyway, so it doesn't matter. He isn't going to care. Bruni Gill, this is their toy sheds. I don't even know if they're called toy sheds. What do you want to call those?
Barn dominiums.
Yeah. She came in and pointed out that that wasn't on there. And we had them. They didn't roll. So those are those two big, huge barn door things they put up.
Yeah.
Who pointed it out?
Lorinda.
Really?
Yeah, Lindy. She came in and said, I don't think building values on there. I don't know. Crap.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. They got a building, a bowling alley in there.
Yeah,
it's nice in there, really nice.
Huge.
Well, that's great of them to point it out. Holy moly!
Yep. Kevin and Carrie Thompson. Oh, this was the one we heard as a protest. We put it on our list just in case he didn't protest. He did, so that's the Thompson one where the house was on the wrong parcel.
Okay.
Jim and Christina Nelson. Oh, there were three bins. Sam went out and measured them. They didn't get added. That's the bins that they added.
Okay.
Kevin and Jeannie Holstein, same thing. Barn dough.
Did they point it out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not complete yet.
Yeah, that's not
100%. Yeah, it's enclosed and it's right, on that edge of Jackson there, and
the thing about Kevin is he will take years to accomplish something.
His permit says utility belt. It doesn't say anything else.
Every one of his permits, it takes, 3 years.
It does. He closes it, and then he just kind of takes his time to do whatever he wants to do. It's just fine. Good for him.
Richardson Milling. We were missing some data on that one. Daryl came and finished that one up on Friday, went out and measured it. That was some bins that were missing. They pointed it out. So we added those. And Hartnett Farms, this was a house that was removed. Another situation where it didn't roll. We had it off, it didn't roll forward. The house they tore down right on 35.
Oh,
good. The original home house. Yeah. We had it off, it didn't roll. And that's all again.
Okay. It just seems funny that so much stuff doesn't roll. Why do you? Why do they have a program that doesn't work?
I don't know why it doesn't. I don't think they've given us an explanation.
I don't know either. It works most of the time and pretty well, actually. But
out of 10,000 parcels, I guess I'll give them a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we have?
You do need a motion on that one.
Okay.
Because I have to send new notices out, and then they get another 30 days to protest.
Okay, so we need a motion on the approval for the over-under valued submitted. Okay, we got...
Second.
We got Brian and we got Bob. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Mail emergency business?
No.
None yet? Public comment, Randy? You want to say anything here?
He loves his job.
I do have a question on the... I see there was the claim for... Tyson appraisal.
Yes.
What did that come back? What is the value on that?
I'd have to look. It's up.
And what did that change?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay. So far, we haven't heard from him. But Daryl had been in contact with Char and Tyson. So.
Okay.
They're last minute protesters, so.
Yeah.
Are they the same as they have this week also?
Monday?
Until July 1st.
Yep.
Okay.
Monday, right?
Well, this month's gone by fast. I don't know if anybody else thinks it's something. But wow. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? If not...
Make a motion to adjourn.
We got a motion to adjourn. Okay. It's what time is it? 9:40? 9:39. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
The, unlike that...
I have 100% in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to rescind the motion to adjourn, probably, and do this one quick.
I'm going to steal this one. I agree.
Okay, you want to rescind your
motion? I'd rescind my motion to adjourn.
Does Bob need a second?
Bob, you want a second, Pat?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, so then we need to do a roll call on...
Yeah. Okay, so Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, so we need to discuss on the tax list corrections, the Cherry Ridge, and then we have the villas at Crystal Court, a couple of them.
Yeah, this is the church confession of judgment, what they came down to.
Number 10042.
Yep, that is Cherry Ridge, and the difference is what they would get back at the bottom.
Okay. Original.
Corrected, and then the 13s.
Yep.
The difference.
Okay.
10043 is villas at Crystal Court. Same thing, confession of judgment for a church case. And then same thing, the other parcel for 10044.
Good old Turk.
Good. Which we have two cases tomorrow, too.
Okay. All right, so on top of the because we made the motion, we had the motion.
Make a motion on the tax list.
Make a separate one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll need a separate motion on the tax list corrections of the three that we just discussed, the Cherry Ridge and the two bills at the Crystal. Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got Brian and Bob again here. So let's, on the tax list corrections, call roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, now we will make an official adjournment. Okay, we got Brian.
Aye.
So now what are we at, 42 or 43?
42.
Morning, or do we do our pledge again?
I think, what do we need to do?
I think we adjourn.
Did we adjourn?
Okay, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're continuing our meeting. This morning we had our meeting on, what the heck was it?
Protest.
Yeah, so we met with protests and then we adjourned and now we're back ready to go. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review for all citizens in attendance.
Want me to do roll call?
Yep. I'm going to do roll call.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Troy.
Second.
All right. Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
We'll start with public comment. We'll hear any comments that are not on today's agenda. Anybody have anything they want to talk about before we go? All right, well.
I won't take long this time, just 5 minutes. A couple things I want to share with you. As you guys all know, I sent a letter to my attorney in Lincoln, Nebraska, and along with that was my letter that I have written to that goes into the Attorney General, who's the trustee in this, to clarify who is public owner on it, and I sent a ton of information in it. I've only got one copy here. I ran out of paper. I went through. I have a copy of it, but just maybe they can make some copies. That's my letter from me personally. But along with that, I also have, because some of you know that Larry Albertus and the Rotunda is trying to keep that public, and I sent all that information to it, the quick claim deed. Of the property, but anyway, I've got a map here that shows that particular property. It also shows where the public accesses would be to that, where there's a ramp already in it. But anyway, that they're trying to make this, and they, by the way, just got gates, and when I talked to them, I said, just take the gates down. Everybody's got to share it, or we ain't going to get penny one. But anyway, my attorney out there is Andy Joyce, and if anybody wants to contact him also, feel free, but I'm going to pass this around because it shows basically what they did is they took and put legal descriptions on just the sand pits themselves, and that's what they're tied to the rotunda used. It was quite...
Which gates are you talking about?
Oh, to go into the property on the east side.
Okay, which, are you talking about Mark's or Larry Avenue?
Yeah, no, Larry's property. Yeah, Mark's, I haven't even dealt with that yet. Mark didn't deal with that damn part. I haven't worked with that yet at all. I got enough fires in right now to get out of the way. Anyway, and just a quick follow-up, I think, so you know that Bob and I and the engineer went and met with the empirical plant over there, and we'll learn more about that. I'm going to meet with the engineer again, and I'm going to invite him to come sit down and present if you guys are comfortable with that. He's willing to work with us 100%. We'll get more data on that, but I just want to know that we had a tremendous reception out of that. So
yeah, I'll just mention a little bit to the board on that, you guys. So we did meet with the empirical, a couple of their, I guess, engineers, you call them, that are familiar with their water and...
Andy Joyce.
Pardon?
Andy Joyce.
Andy Joyce, where that water goes and how it gets there and things like that. And so these two guys were very knowledgeable about that water. For instance, Marty, I mentioned to you the water temperature is 75 degrees coming out of there when it cools up. Some different things like that. And
how many gallons a day did they say?
4 to 5 million. 4 to 5 million a day. 365. So the meeting went well. Those two guys were really receptive of the idea. Then at the end of that, they said, we need to talk to our upper management and their attorney, or attorneys, I'm assuming. So that's kind of where we left it at. It was a good meeting. They thought it was a good idea. But that's really all we have so far. I think I told Walt earlier, where we're at is I think next meeting maybe we'll get something on the agenda to talk a little bit about this DGR.
Yeah, DGR.
DGR firm, Ryan Wells, very knowledgeable. And so anyway, but I really think the first thing is that we have to get empirical to say, yes, you guys can do that. I mean, as I told Walt, we can get a couple of guys that know about the water, and yeah, it's a good idea, things like that. But until the attorneys and empirical would say yes and sign off on it, I really think it's kind of a non-starter, because we don't want to, the last thing we want to do is spend money on some engineering and et cetera and find out that, you can't do that. Right. So anyway, that's just where we're at. So it continues to move along.
Where all of us were surprised, they were using Rice Lake prior to, and all the plumbing, all the pipes are there, and they talked like, if we get this going here, that they would take it to Rice Lake, and from there on we would take it to get in our lake here. So because they were very cognizant that we would be able to have a Y there, so if we got too much water, too much rain here, that they can dump it in river because it has to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about that pipe, but it's already there to Rice Lake.
Where's the other 5 or 6 million gallons then to get you to the 10 million gallons?
Right next door is Tyson.
Then do they have 5 million that they
right at 5 million also, and I haven't, but if you remember Matt and Moses, he has talked to them and they're well, and I know they got some issues right now with the health department.
I think it's two separate things.
No. Yeah, they're totally separate plans.
Well, I know that. I know they're different. I was just wondering if we do have access to that if we're talking about 4 million or 10 million.
Anyway, that's where it's at.
All right. Anybody else got anything on public comment? All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous meeting minutes from June 10th. Approval of payroll claims June 9th through 22nd. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of account payable claims. Approval of office reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. I came in this morning and went through all the accounts payable, and just a little bit ago went through payroll. Everything seemed to be in order.
So moved on the consent agenda items.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Next to new business, we're going to have a hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding the abandonment of public road known as at intersection F and Blyberg Road, starting 600 feet north of the intersection of F Avenue and Blyberg, continuing north approximately 5,170 feet to the creek for the road closure, sections 12 and 13, Township 27N, Range 8E, Section 7 and 8, Township 27N, Range 8, Dakota County, Nebraska. That's the road that runs north from the O'Connor House area. So is anybody here to give, we'll start their hearing at 3:07. Anybody here to give any information in support of this? Anybody here to voice any opposition? Any neutral comments? All right, we'll go ahead and close the hearing. 308
plus.
Oh, yeah, I was
yeah.
looking at my watch.
Yeah, okay, yep. Yeah. So then that'll come as our next meeting at the...
Yep, there'll be a resolution then to officially just close that road, yeah.
All righty. Approve Dakota Dixon interlocal agreement to share veteran service officer for period July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025. Our veteran service officer goes up to Dixon County a few days a month, and they help cover his costs, so it's just our interlocal agreement to continue doing that.
Yeah, then they pay him a little extra
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the Dakota Dixon interlocal agreement to share the veteran service officer for the period from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
I'll second.
Works well.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, Bob?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
So the next one would be the board to designate the Nebraska Administrative Service print shop.
That's as the one we're moving
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a printer per LB 644. Apparently there's going to be a difference with the printer on that. We're not in a time crunch on doing that. Hopefully we're not going to wind up on the card, but we're going to move that forward to our next meeting.
Okay.
Then we go to Lance. He's going to give us our road report. Jolene is off this afternoon. Lance said he'd come and take care of it. Yeah, and he's excited about it, too.
We had 184 hours of total road maintenance, 3 hours of overtime, 81.5 hours of tree and brush removal. We had 29 hours of bridge maintenance, meaning cleaning the top decks, getting rid of those things, 16 hours of mowing, 4 hours of running the road drag, 169.5 hours of hauling gravel. We've hauled 1,604.74 tons of gravel and 13 hours of sign and barricade and 24 hours of weeds and spraying.
Hey, when I was going through the accounts payable, there were some of the gravel from Buckus out of Norfolk. Are you getting it at Norfolk and Pierce, or is...
I've been getting it Pierce, Norfolk, and Hardington.
Okay.
Wherever I can get it. There's been times where I couldn't get it at
any of them.
Any of them.
So the Buckus, does he own both Norfolk and Pierce?
They are brothers.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And those two are about the same price?
Yeah, they're all right in that.
Are they able to get you a product now?
Yes, we're back going. The one gentleman wants to retire, so he's, whenever he feels like working, he's got rock.
Are we getting a stockpile built up, trying?
Look, with this rain, we've been hauling it out just as fast as we can keep it in. So.
And then I see we'd be getting a fair amount from LG Evers, too.
We haven't really hauled a lot, just some three-quarter, and that's it. Everything else has been coming from out there.
All right. Anything else, anybody? All right. Thanks, Lance. Hey, also, yesterday I got a call from the emergency manager, and Dakota City had a few sandbags, and there were some places here in Dakota City that needed it, and they called Lance, and he kind of put a text out to see if anybody would run to Omaha and get a bundle, and nobody was eager to do that on a Sunday, so Lance jumped in the truck and went out and got us 16 bundles. So we have 16,000 sandbags,
20,000.
Or 20,000 sandbags the county has now, so hopefully we'll never need them in the future.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, Lance.
Thank you.
Okay, we have on the July 16th, we're looking at getting out, and that's a day of our meeting. Or no, it isn't.
No.
Nope. Yep, on July 16th at 10 o'clock, we're talking about leaving from the courthouse, going out and looking at some county road concerns. I know there's some projects that we're looking at trying to get done for the first year, at least designate the money towards. So we're hoping to get out and take a look at that, if that works for people.
It's okay with me.
It's good with me.
Boy, I don't know if it's going to work for me. Just my work schedule now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only times I'm available would be Friday and Mondays during the week, during the weekends, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
okay, we'll see what. How about you, Brian? You looking ahead?
Yeah, I work that day, but I'll still take it off.
Sure. I'm enjoying it, Brian. Make it too, I bet.
How long's it?
It'd probably be a couple hours.
Troy's the one who asked that I put this on you. He hasn't lined up with the bus. I'm not sure who's driving the bus, but with the bus for July 16th.
Yeah,
works
okay.
For them, too.
So. If something changes for me, I'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. Commissioner, committee reports.
LEC, we had Bob and I. The big controversy of the grant monies for the VOCA program. There was a gal there, was her name Brenda? I believe, from the Haven House, and she's done some meetings and workshops on Lincoln, and they just keep it in. They're going to keep cutting and cutting and cutting. We kind of talked about this prior, and she gave us a pretty good budget, but I think what her and Liz are looking for is kind of becoming like a Deanna, you know, just an employee, even though it's grant-funded. They'd like to become employees of the LEC. Supposedly, they do more than just the VOCA. I don't know if you can chime in on this or not a little bit, but they do other things around the LEC, among just doing the VOCA program, I guess.
There's a full-time and a part-time?
Yeah.
I think the big thing that came out of that, Scott, was the dollars that they're going to get. It's federal money sent to the state. It was $84 million last time, and it's going to be 42.
Yeah, they got to cut in half.
48 this next go round.
But what's that mean into Dakota County?
If that's the case, it could be half.
You
her
mean
grant?
Her grant.
Maybe half. She doesn't know.
Or less.
Right. She doesn't know until, Kim, have you heard anything on that? She doesn't know exactly what it'll be until October,
yeah.
I believe. So we're kind of...
It could be as late as October.
So if they became employees of the LEC, what does that mean to the way they're funded?
Well, let's just say, for instance, they're funded now of 90,000 or 75,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and supposedly there's a slush fund between the county and the city that they pick up the difference between whatever the grant is to make sure that they're paid. But at the end of the day, they say it could go down to $25,000, that grant. There's 16 or 17 programs throughout the state, I think is what they said. Does that make sense, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't understand the funding part, but it's not my...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just said that the grants keep getting cut, you know.
So how, well, what, I'm trying to figure out the difference between the way it is now and if they're employees of the LEC.
Well, basically what would happen is that grant money would come in, whatever that dollar amount is, and it would go towards them, but then the county and the city would have to pick up the difference of whatever the grant is not funding. You know, one time that grant was $110,000, and there was a part-time person, you know, then when Amber was doing it, and then it's just slowly been, you know, cut.
So I think we would come to the point on where we would be committed or not to the program. That's basically what would happen. Because last year they got cut, and it was, say, 80, right? They ended up with 80-ish last year, but now this year, with that they told us about the federal money, et cetera, I mean, if it's half of that, you're looking at, you know, 40 grant money, and I don't know what their budget is, but it's...
Are they... who is their direct supervisor at this point?
Chief.
Mahon.
Yeah, Mahon. And that was kind of the thing that we talked about as well, is, you know, who is she accountable to? And obviously it's Chief Mahon, and if he's not available or around, then it goes to Tracy Ellinger.
And is periodically get reviewed on how the program's going? I mean, you just hear rumblings.
Right. And that's kind of what, you know, that I've heard as well. And that's, you know, and I went and sat down with her, and then, of course, during the meeting, you know, we talked about it, and I don't know how much the program is just really overseen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll have our discussions. We need monthly scouting with
them. Yeah, we're gonna have to have a special meeting because there's some other things that need to be discussed.
Because I think it'll come to us when we do our budget and approve our budget. That'll be part of it, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
I think we'll have our day to discuss that.
And it's not like we're acting on anything today.
Everybody a heads up that her funds are... And, you know, of course, one of the questions was, you know, what happens if the program goes away? You know, can the county attorney's office, do they have the people and the time to do it?
We would do it. It'd be a few more phone calls and probably some interpreter fees.
Right. Yeah. See, that was one of the things why they wanted Liz on board too, was the interpretation, you know, for her, the bilingual.
And then where did the Haven House part of it fit in?
I guess she also has that she does some.
She may get from the same grant.
The vocal grant.
And she was at a meeting where they said that it was 84 going to be
cut.
48 or 42.
See,
or something like that.
Even though they do a 2-year grant, okay, it's not guaranteed the second year, which I find absurd. But if they tell you they're going to give you this much money, and that doesn't really mean they're going to give you that much money. But obviously, was it 8 million to 4 million or something? Is that what it was? 8 point some million down to 4.2 million, I think is what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, it was cut in half, the monies.
Yeah.
On the federal standpoint, going to the state, so.
All right, well, we'll just have to watch it, huh?
Yeah.
Other than that, went to the meeting this morning, Brian and I did. With Deanna, I think the city of South Sioux City, I think it crested, the river crested, and they said it's going to take about 4 to 6 days for it to come down. They did tell her that at 9:40 it crested, but they thought maybe the Vermilion River, the Big Sioux, is going down slowly, but they said about 4 to 6 days for it to descend down to wherever it normally is.
Yeah,
it's going to take a moment. And they offered, you know, Joni Albright was there and offered it. It, you know, for whatever help we need, and if we wanted to go for a ride in the helicopter, you know, the governor's said that he could make that work for us. I don't think there's any reason. We got plenty of drones, and I think there's really no issues. The South Sioux City lift stations are keeping up. I think everything's pretty decent.
There are three houses down there by the boat ramp in Dakota City that they brought in some side dumps and bags yesterday, and the firemen and made a few extra calls. They must have had 75 people down there yesterday and took care of that in no time. So.
Dakota City, they really really got a hats off to them. They really come together.
They really do.
That fire department, they are.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot for sure.
They really are. I think they said they stayed there until midnight last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's all I have.
How about you, Brian? Anything in particular?
Nope.
I don't have anything either. Mail or emergency business?
Not having.
Nothing? All right, Brian.
Well, you bet.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I wanted to do that. Hey, Scott, are you ready? I'm like, ready for what? To make the adjournment. I'm like, oh, yeah.